Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Refugees fleeing Ukraine. But that is where, because the vast majority of refugees want to stay in neighboring countries, that is where we have been focusing our energies at this point.
It has been clear that he welcomes those who do want to come here, but given this block, are there discussions about revoking Title 42?
The revocation of Title 42 wouldn't be done in response to a war in a European country. It's done by a decision would be made by the CDC, and then it would be implemented when that is done. And it will be done at some point, of course, with the interagency, including the Department of Homeland Security. But, you know, there is a range of discussions about if there are ways for Ukrainian refugees to come. Right now, they'd have to apply, obviously, through existing refugee program.
Well, little fluff-headed Raggedy Ann there at the White House, Jen Psaki, circling and circling and circling back and circling back in this conversation. We talked about previously the use of Ukrainian refugees or even disparate population groups that are not Ukrainian, labeling them Ukrainian refugees. We're already up to 3.5 million that they're claiming are leaving the nation of Ukraine. They're making provision for a large number. I've yet to hear a hard and fast number of those that are going to be allowed to come to the United States as a result of this Russian-Ukrainian conflict. But of course, that's the cherry on the sundae for the globalists, for the New World Order, getting to inject even more Democrat-friendly voters into the United States. The devaluation of the dollar, China and Russia making all of their petrochemical deals in rubles and yuan instead of in United States dollars. China and Saudi Arabia now convening a meeting to conduct all of their oil trade in Chinese yuan, probably the digiyuan, which is a gold-backed cryptocurrency. And I've been talking about this. I've been giving speaking opportunities and been asked to lecture about the commodities futures trade and how it relates to the solvency of the American dollar. For over a decade, I was talking about the gold wars that were raging even back in the early 2000s. Russia and China in absolute acquisition mode and buying up large stores, tons and tons and tons of physical gold, and putting those in their coffers in order to back some yet-to-be-announced currency form that was going to be launched at that point. That was long before Bitcoin or any of the cryptocurrencies, the blockchain currencies, had come to the fore. But it should become readily apparent to you, ladies and gentlemen, that central bank cryptocurrencies, either Fed coin by the United States or the digiyuan, that's going to be China's version of blockchain currency, backed by physical gold, that it could be a category killer in stamping out the lights, putting an absolute end to all of the fiat currencies on a global basis and bringing us into the fully digitized social credit scoring mark of the beast era on planet Earth. And I tried to tell the Patriots from the outset that this lofting of the carrot of potential decentralization of currency and buying power, and there was so much promise in the possibility of being able to unhinge and uncouple currency from government entities with cryptocurrency. But I've said from the beginning, I've said over and over and over and over that reality in and of itself was going to mean that there was going to be no future possibility for cryptocurrency, and that they were going to kill and ban and outlaw every form of cryptocurrency that didn't come directly out of a central bank. Closest we might ever see to something independent of a central bank would be like a Goldman Sachs crypto. They talked about that in the early goings. In fact, that coincided with the Mt. Gox hack back in 2011. $1.9 billion that went missing out of the Mt. Gox crypto exchange back in 2011. Yeah, but it was obvious from the beginning. They're going to destroy every form of cryptocurrency except those that are issued by the central banks. And destroying the dollar by this defection, everything that's happening as a result of the Russian sanctions and pushing Russia and China out of the dollar, pushing Saudi Arabia and China into each other's arms as trading partners in something other than dollar denomination. All of this leads to the destruction of the American economy and the rapid impoverishment of this population down to third world levels. And it is coming sooner rather than later. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! What are you, some kind of nutcase?
We're more than you'll ever know.
The Chad Olson Show.